I have something for you, Father Don. Just a minute. Sir, we really have to... I have something for you too, son. Praise Jesus, say, dear Lord. But first, this won't take but a second. Harrigan ran to open the side door of his illegally parked old Dodge van, ducked inside, rummaged. Callahan bore this for a while, but the sense of passing seconds quickly became too much. "Sir, I'm sorry, but here they are," Harrigan exclaimed and backed out of the van with the first two fingers of his right hand stuck into the heels of a pair of battered brown loafers. "If you're less than a size 12, we can stuff him with newspaper. More, and I guess you're out of luck." "A 12 is exactly what I am," Callahan said, and ventured a praise God as well as a thank you. He was actually most comfortable in size 11.5 shoes, but these were close enough, and he slipped them on with genuine gratitude. "And now we," Harrigan turned to the boy and said, "the woman you're after got into a cab right where we had our little dust-up, and no more than half an hour ago." He grinned at Jake's rapidly changing expression, first astonishment, then delight. "She said the other one is in charge, that you'd know who the other one was and where the other one is taking her."
"Yeah, to the Dixie Pig," Jake said. "Lex and 61st. Pear, we might still have time to catch her, but only if we go right now. She..."
"No," Harrigan said. "The woman who spoke to me, inside my head she spoke to me, and clear as a bell, praise Jesus, said you were to go to the hotel first."
"Which hotel?" Callahan asked.
Harrigan pointed down 46th Street to the Plaza Park Hyatt.
"That's the only one in the neighborhood, and that's the direction she came from."
"Thank you," Callahan said. "Did she say why we were to go there?"
"No," Harrigan said serenely. "I believe right around then the other one caught her blabbing and shut her up. Then into the taxi and away she went."
"Speaking of moving on," Jake began.
Harrigan nodded, but also raised an admonitory finger.
"By all means, but remember that the God bombs are going to fall. Never mind the showers of blessing. That's for Methodist wimps and Episcopalian scuzzballs. The bombs are going to fall. And boys," they turned back to him, "I know you fellows are as much God's human children as I am, for I've smelled your sweat, praise Jesus. But what about the lady? The ladies, for in truth I believe there were two of them. What about them?"
"The woman you met with us," Callahan said after a brief hesitation. "She's okay."
"I wonder about that," Harrigan said. "The book says, praise God and praise his holy word, to beware of the strange woman, for her lips drip as does the honeycomb, but her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Remove thy way from her, and come not nigh the door of her house."
He had raised one lumpy hand in a benedictory gesture as he offered this. Now he lowered it and shrugged.
"That ain't exact. I don't have the memory for scripture that I did when I was younger and Bible shouting down south with my daddy, but I think you get the drift."
"Book of Proverbs," Callahan said.
Harrigan nodded.
"Chapter 5, say God."
Then he turned and contemplated the building which rose into the night sky behind him. Jake started away, but Callahan stayed him with a touch. Although when Jake raised his eyebrows, Callahan could only shake his head. No, he didn't know why. All he knew was that they weren't quite through with Harrigan yet.
"This is a city stuffed with sin and sick with transgression," the preacher said at last. "Sodom on a half shell, Gomorrah on a graham cracker, ready for the God bomb that will surely fall from the skies. Say hallelujah, say sweet Jesus, and gimme amen. But this right here is a good place. A good place. Can you boys feel it?"
"Yes,"
Jake said.
"Can you hear it?"
"Yes,"
Jake and Callahan said together.
"Amen. I thought it would all stop when they tore down the little deli that stood here years and years ago, but it didn't. Those angelic voices."
"So speaks Gan along the beam," Jake said.
Callahan turned to him and saw the boy's head cocked to one side, his face wearing the calm look of entrancement. Jake said,
"So speaks Gan," and in the voice of the Can Kayla, which some call angels. "Gan denies the canned toy. With the merry heart of the guiltless, he denies the Crimson King and Discordia itself."
Callahan looked at him with wide eyes, frightened eyes, but Harrigan nodded matter-of-factly, as if he had heard it all before. Perhaps he had.
"There was a vacant lot after the deli, and then they built this, 2 Hammershold Plaza, and I thought,
Well, that'll end it, and then I'll move on, for Satan's grip is strong, and his hoofprints leave deep tracks in the ground, and there no flower will bloom and no grain will grow. Can you say Selah?